Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, September 4th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, where Luke writes, "The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, 'The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink.' Jesus answered them, 'Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days.'" There's an old story about a monastery that had become quiet, not with the silence of prayer, but with the silence of routine. The monks still prayed the divine office. They still fasted on the appointed days. They still observed every rule, yet something had faded. Their lives had become disciplined, not joyful. One autumn afternoon, an elderly pilgrim stopped to rest. Watching the monks move solemnly from chapel to refectory, he smiled gently and asked one of them, "Tell me, when was the last time you laughed because you knew God loved you?" The monk was startled. He could remember many fasts, many vigils, and countless prayers, but he struggled to remember the last moment his heart had overflowed with delight in God's presence. That evening, the question spread through the monastery. Slowly, the brothers realized that they had become experts in religious practice while forgetting the living person for whom they practiced. Their fasting had become an end in itself, rather than an expression of love. In the months that followed, nothing about the monastery's schedule changed. But everything about their hearts did. They began praying not merely because they should, but because Christ was with them. The gospel today speaks directly to that danger. The scribes and Pharisees confront Jesus with what seems like a reasonable question. John's disciples fast. The Pharisees fast. Why don't your disciples? Jesus answers with an image rather than an argument. Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? In Jewish tradition, a wedding feast was one of life's greatest celebrations. While the bridegroom was present, fasting would have been completely inappropriate. Joy was the only fitting response. Jesus quietly reveals his identity. He is the bridegroom. He is the one, is one of the most beautiful images in all of Scripture. God is not merely a ruler demanding obedience. He is the divine bridegroom who comes seeking communion with his people. Christianity is not first about regulations. It is first about relationship. The Pharisees measured holiness by external practices. Jesus measures holiness by closeness to himself. This does not mean fasting is unnecessary. In fact, Jesus immediately adds, "The days will come, and When the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast. The church has always understood fasting as an important spiritual discipline. We fast during Lent. We fast before significant feasts. We deny ourselves so that our hearts become more attentive to God. But fasting without love becomes empty. Prayer without relationship becomes routine. Religion without Christ becomes exhausting. Many of us know what that feels like. We come to Mass faithfully, we say our daily prayers, we fulfill our responsibilities, yet sometimes our hearts grow tired because we subtly begin serving the practices instead of the person. Contemplative spirituality continually calls us back to this truth. Before we do anything for Christ, we are invited simply to be with Him. A loving gaze upon the Eucharist, a quiet conversation during a morning walk, a few moments of silent gratitude before sleep. These simple encounters keep our spiritual practices alive because they remind us that we are not performing for God, we are living with Him. St. Augustine of Hippo once wrote that our hearts are restless until they rest in God. Restlessness often comes not because we pray too little, but because we forget that prayer is meeting someone who already loves us. The bridegroom is present. He is present in the Eucharist. He is present in sacred scripture. He is present in the poor. He is present in the silence, where no words are needed. Every authentic spiritual discipline should deepen our awareness of that presence. Perhaps today we should ask ourselves a gentle question. Do I spend more energy maintaining my religious habits than enjoying the friendship of Jesus? If so, today's gospel is not a rebuke, but an invitation. The bridegroom stands before us once again. He invites us not merely to become better disciples, but happier ones. For authentic joy is one of the greatest signs that Christ truly dwells within us. May every prayer become a conversation. May every fast become an act of love. May every sacrifice become a step towards deeper intimacy with the one who calls us his beloved. Then our faith will no longer feel like an obligation. It will become a wedding feast, which has already begun. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our divine bridegroom, forgive us for the times we have allowed our faith to become more routine. Renew within us the joy of your presence. Teach us to pray because we love you, to fast because we long for you, and to serve because you first served us. May every moment of our lives draw us deeper into communion with your Sacred Heart, until the day we celebrate forever at the eternal wedding banquet of heaven. Amen. If you found a moment of inspiration in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.